Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast. As you were.
All right, welcome back to the Oasis Podcast and to day 6 of our 12 days of Oasis Podcastmas. My very self-indulgent look back at 12 of the most exciting, most important days, although I'm being a bit liberal with the use of the word day there, of the history of the Oasis Podcast. So today we are looking at day 6. Oh, and just quickly to say, so if you're listening to this on the main channel right now, you could go over to patreon.com/oasispod, where all of these have already been uploaded for your listening pleasure. All right, so day 6. Now, day 6, we are going to focus specifically on the Water Rats live event with Tony McCarroll. So this was maybe one of the best days of my life, especially, you know, take out the family stuff like marriage and children being born and all that boring stuff. When you talk about actually just a day, this was one of the most amazing days of my life. So I bit off a lot more than I could chew, really, because as well as interviewing Tony McCarroll, I was also going to host the whole event, which also involved musical appearances by a bunch of different people. You know, we were doing like acoustic sets. The one thing we weren't allowed to do was have an Oasis tribute band on, because that's one thing that the Water Rats doesn't allow, although they do now apparently, but back then they didn't. So we had loads of people just doing sort of acoustic Oasis songs. So like Ryan Harvey did one, and Imran did one, and a bunch of people just did like an acoustic song. And it was just great. It was just great to have loads of people get the chance to sort of play a few tunes. Plus also Vision played, you know, my old band sort of, three-fifths of it did. So the drummer, Romain, and Joel on piano, and me singing. And we did sort of about 4 or 5 different Oasis songs, which was really, really great. So we hadn't rehearsed at all. Me and Joel had sort of had a bit of a bash around with, you know, his sort of reworked piano versions of these songs. We hadn't actually played at all with Romain, and we said, oh, have you you've been playing the drums much recently? No, not really, not for about 15 years. It's like, oh, okay, well, that might have been helpful. But anyway, he was fine. He did very well on the day. It was great. It was just lovely to be in a packed room with, you know, a couple of hundred people there, all really excited to be there, you know, to both be able to sing and perform on stage, which was just great. Do all the other stuff, like Magic Mod came, introduce him. Our kid was there, introduce him. To see so many people from literally all around the world, pun intended. Probably, I think the longest person was Amy. Amy had come over from, I think, Birmingham, Alabama, maybe. But yeah, it was just very exciting to see so many people that I'd never met before. And then obviously Tony, you know, to get to interview Tony on stage was just incredible. And it was just such a mad night, like just the sort of the energy and the room. And well, that was mainly beer, but, you know, still, it was just so, the love for Tony was so amazing. You know, he was just mobbed by everyone. He was just so desperate to see him. You know, the interview went really well. I couldn't complain at all with how the interview went. It was all a bit, it was just a surreal night. And then to cap it all off, you know, in probably the most famous moment in the history of the Oasis podcast, Tony played the drums. He played the drums to Supersonic, which I obviously started singing along because, you know, you're not going to just leave that opportunity, are you? So had to do that. So, yeah, very, very exciting.
But ladies and gentlemen, Serge from Kasabian. Go on, Serge.
Tony.
Hi, mate. Chris.
Hello.
You're on.
You do the intro to Supersonic. Come on. Come on. Tony. Tony.
You look going to sing it.
No. All right, go on then. Let's go.
Hello. Still. Yeah. Have you ever heard a drummer on his own? Fucking hell.
Guys, seriously, he said, I'm definitely not playing the drums. This isn't messing about. This isn't messing about. Okay, now. Ladies and gentlemen, live in London in the Water Rats, Tony Baccaro!
No pint pots then.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
To see Tony playing the drums, to get to sing along with him, the interview was great. He was lovely. You know, our kid was brilliant seeing them play. That was fantastic. You know, and all the gang, everyone getting to do their thing. And then to top off the night, the big sort of everyone together, Dave Walker on guitar, I believe, and everyone belts out Champagne Supernova on the stage together. But it was very funny that then, you know, come on, everyone on the stage, everyone on the stage. And then suddenly the lady, the boss of the Water Rats saying, no, no drinks on the stage. Oh, off the stage, no drinks on the stage, off the stage. So, yeah, very, very good fun. What an evening.
Well, I was about to say stay in touch, stay engaged and stay young and turn this thing off, but it looks like we're doing Champagne Supernova. Is that in tune now? Right. Does everyone just want to come on stage and sing Champagne Supernova together?
Everyone, fuck it, jump on the stage now. Everyone, fuck them, jump on. Everyone, jump on the stage. Everyone, jump on. Everyone, get on the stage. Let's film it. Everyone, get on the stage. Everyone, get on the stage now. Yeah, film it. Everyone, get on the stage. Let's get the sound guy. Everyone on the stage now. No drinks on the stage. No drinks on stage.
No drinks. No
MC
drinks.
MC Grinder,
no drinks,
in it.
No drinks.
No drinks on stage.
No drinks. Drinks off the stage. Drinks
no
off
drinks,
the stage.
No drinks.
Drinks off the stage. Drinks off the stage.
Everyone else, have it on.
Oi, Elvis, drinks off.
Elvis, get on that jacket. H&M do fucking lovely stuff these days.
How many special people change? How many lives to live is strange?
Just, the only thing that was spoiled, I can't remember the guy's name, but there was one guy there who I'd booked to you know, he was going to do acoustic songs the same as everyone else did, but he turned up late. I can't remember what his, even if I remember what his name, I wouldn't say what it is anyway, because I'm not going to give him the publicity. But yeah, he turned up late. So everyone else turned up early and was there to sort of sound check and was there to sort of help out. He turned up late. Then he gets on stage, does his sort of, it was like, okay, you can do one Oasis song. He comes on, does an Oasis song, but then also did an original song as well, which we hadn't agreed that that was an option. But also, as he's on stage, he just kicks a drink over. Someone had left a glass of water on the stage. He just kicked it over. I said, oi, 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 because they'd said, like, the one thing that you can't do is spill drinks on the stage. And I said, oh, you've got to mop that up. You've got to clear that up. And he was like, no, I'm not doing that. Someone else can do that. And I was like, what the hell are you doing? No, you've got to do it. And the guy, like, squared up to me, like, we're going to have a fight. I'm like, whoa, what the hell is this all about? So I was going to back down, but I was like, no, you know, and he just sort of basically, yeah, he just really kicked off. So, yeah, it got a bit edgy at one point. So almost turned into a fight, but didn't. But there we go. But that guy's a prick. And thankfully, never had anything to do with him since. So there you go. Oh, yeah, and one other thing. I don't know if I've ever talked about this in the podcast, but it's just popped into my head thinking about people that were dickheads that day. Do you remember there was a guy called Sig Alk, and he did, like, YouTube stuff. So he was an Italian guy called Carlo. I think he was Italian. And, yeah, he was, like, really big in the early days of, like, the 2017, 18, 19. He would do, like, YouTube videos. And he did stuff for me, like that silly, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air video. He, like, edited a video for that. The Fresh Prince of Rock and Roll, like Liam, you know, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but from the point of view of Liam. Like, he edited that. And he said, like, oh, he's going to be there on the day. And he said, like, oh, I'm going to, he goes, I'll get you a sponsorship with this, like, vodka company or something. I was like, oh, yeah, great. All right. Thanks, Carlo. Yeah, fantastic. And he said, oh, and there was always back and forth. He was going to do this. And people like that, you kind of know, are probably bullshitting. But you go, okay, well, I'm going to go along with it if it happens. Brilliant. But, you know, I always wanted that night to be recorded, like, videoed. And so I didn't arrange anything because Carlo was going to be there. And he was going to, like, goes, oh, I'm going to have three cameras set up and I'm going to do this and this and this. I thought, this could be great. We could do it as, like, a DVD. It'd be fantastic. And then he just didn't show up. He didn't show up. And his social media basically blacked out from there, from that day. He's never resurfaced. Or if he has resurfaced, it's under a different name. But yeah, so it's one of those very bizarre things that he just disappeared. Didn't answer my calls, didn't answer emails or anything. So yeah, left me in the lurch without anyone to record. Thankfully, you know, we figured it out. And I think it was Ryan Harvey on the day who managed to record the audio. And it was, you know, and various people then, you know, videoed the big moment, which was Tony on the stage playing drums and me singing. And then Mike D'Souza, he also took loads of photos, some really, really great photos. We got some brilliant photos that night. So, yeah, thankfully other people stepped up. But yeah, Carlo, whatever happened to him, he almost ruined the day. And I'm pretty sure like he used to post on Live Forever forum under like something the bastard or something, like I can't remember, but it was a bizarre name. But it was, once again, it's just lies. Just like, oh, I'm going to interview Liam, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And it's like, yeah. And I think he said to me, actually, that was it. He said to me he was going to interview Liam, I think in like when Liam was going to go to the Philippines or Thailand or something on the tour. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to get an interview with him. I'm going to fly out there. It's all been set up. I'm going to interview him. And like, you know, you can dial in as well. Like, so you can interview him as well. And it's just all bollocks. So I don't understand why some people feel the need. I don't know if they're just delusional or whatever. But anyway, so if you remember, there you go. I don't know if I've ever talked about that before. But yeah, that just popped into my head. The story of Carlo Sigsauk. Where are you? Are you still around there but just hiding? Because, you know, you pissed me off about not turning up on that day. All right. And so while the day in question I'm talking about here is the Tony live event at the Water Rats, I think we also have to talk about the live events I did with McGee as well. So I did one at Arlington Arts Centre, which is near Newbury, and it was an absolute disaster. Basically, only about 15 people turned up or something. It was really bad. It did not sell at all. And also I'd sort of said to McGee, like, oh yeah, well, it's only down the road from me, Newbury. I live sort of 10 miles north of that, so we'll definitely sell a bunch of tickets. Sold no tickets at all. And yeah, for some reason just didn't sell. Very embarrassing. Kind of I actually gave McGee a lift home that night. That was weird. It sort of he was staying in a hotel in Newbury. I sort of, you know, gave him a lift back in my car, which is weird to have Alan McGee sat in my car. And and it was sort of, you know, it was just a really poor turnout, to the point that they didn't have people like in the seats like normally. It's like a little art center with sort of, you know, your typical theater seating that goes up. They actually sort of put tables out. And they did it like cabaret style, as they say, where you're sat around tables, just because it was, you know, it would have been stupid to have people dotted around in this one big theatre. And then, and so the first half of the show was me interviewing him on the stage. And the second half of the show, we just strolled out and he was just wandering around with the people and they were just asking him questions. It was just like a Q&A. So I think the ones that were there actually had an amazing night, I think, because, you know, it, what an experience to have got to be one of like 15 people in a room with him, not like 100. So yeah, it was a bit of a shit one, thinking, oh God, we've only sold like 15 tickets. But actually, it ended up being a good night. And I ended up giving McGee a lift back and having a good chat with him. So yeah, that was a fun night. And then we did the Water Rats with McGee. That was a good one. That wasn't these ones with McGee weren't Oasis podcast shows. They were put together by Tora Tora, and I was just hired to host, which was absolutely fine. It was easier for me because, you know, you're not sort of liable when you lose money. But so that was very useful for that Arlington Arts Centre one. But yeah, so it was great to be, you know, once by the time I'd done the Water Rats with him, you know, I've done this a few times now, so I kind of knew the questions, you know, which stories are we going to get him to tell the Libertine story, you know, where Carl Barat's eye fell out, you know, and all that sort of stuff. So it was a case of, you know, knowing which stories to get him to tell and just being a bit more comfortable and confident in doing that then. Plus also that night, seeing the Clockworks, that was really great. You know, what a great band the Clockworks are. So that was really, really special. We also then did the live event, not, you know, not necessarily an Oasis podcast gig again, but at the Star Shaped in London. That was fantastic. So, you know, so I sort of co-hosted that with Magic Mod, which was cool. So two of us were on stage sort of doing little silly bits. Like I was doing sort of giveaways and things like that, throwing stuff out into the audience, which was cool. I think Richard Bowe, asking trivia questions, which I think Richard Bowe's got every single one right, which was outrageous, really. You should let someone else have a go. But yeah, that was really, really good fun. Just, you know, to be on stage in front of thousands of people. It was literally thousands of people in there. And backstage was hilarious. You know, Magic Mob was on good form. The Oasis guys were there. It was just really good fun. So it was a really good evening. McGee was there. So I didn't do the interview with McGee. That was with Rob from the Britpop store, Rob Fiderman. So he did the interview. So I was just there to host and it was just great fun. Unfortunately, no, it wasn't recorded. That was really annoying. I tried to get them to record it from the sound booth, but it just didn't happen. So it was a real shame. So that one's lost to time. And then the other McGee ones I've done were lost time as well, because it was like, I wasn't really allowed to record it when they're not my shows. But there you go. So that was really good fun, that Star-Shaped gig. And then the last one, the November 2019 in Glasgow. So that was very exciting. So that was Ian, who's now with Oasis Supernova and absolutely crushing it. His tribute band at the time when he was living up in Glasgow was, or if it's in Scotland at least, I can't remember if it was Glasgow, was called Columbia, which was the name of a rubbish Oasis song. And and it was really cool. Like, it was a great night. Not quite as busy as the Water Rats had been, but still an absolutely fantastic interview. Tony McCarroll, once again, on great form. Both the mixture of, like, the interview with me and then going and speaking to the people. Once again, technical problem. I didn't record. You know, it didn't record. It was all set up to record. It didn't work. I was absolutely devastated. So I sort of asked out on Twitter and things, oh, did you record this? And sort of someone sheepishly said, yeah, I did record from my phone, but it was in my pocket because I didn't want you to realize I'd recorded. And so, but anyway, so I was like, oh, thank you. Like, can I just have it? So I've had people a few times say, oh, yeah, the recording's rubbish on like that one in Glasgow. But that's the reason. It was just in someone's pocket. But yeah, so another really special night. Like, the main memory I've got is just drunk people just coming up to me and just being really grateful for the pod, and like, just, you know, being very thankful for the podcast, which is, you know, thankfully a lot of them I've recorded. Which is just great. You know, when I get out to these live events, it's just like really lovely to get that sort of feedback from people that really appreciate and love the podcast. So, you know, it makes me feel very special when I get out and do these live events.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The podcast's unreal.
James, top man.
Cheers, man.
Yep.
Honestly, how good is it?
I'm ready to get what he says. Your podcast is superb, man. Honestly.
Yeah. Have you heard it?
I listen every week.
Every week, man.
Every
That's
week.
It.
You're
That's
a regular.
It. I'm a 100 now.
But you're a regular listener, are you?
Every week, eh?
See, that's a good thing, because I assume that...
Literally, I was searching the Oasis on Twitter.
People right. know about this gig, yeah. Part of the Oasis podcast.
That's it.
Which is a bit...
It's a bit of a
whole
lot more.
Yeah, I know.
Tony was brilliant, by the way. Yeah, I've read the Tony McCarroll
book. Previous to here?
Huh?
Do you know Tony previous to this gig?
Well, only the... When I interviewed him for the podcast, that was it. Yeah.
That was fucking brilliant, by the way.
That was
fucking brilliant. It was off the scale.
Well, the thing is, it's fucking mental. Like, you don't know where it's going to go. So I've done ones with McGee. That are like, that haven't been recorded.
James, you've done a fucking brilliant job. Honestly.
It's been fucking mental.
For all the Oasis fans,
That's guy said, aye. You're like the official Oasis James, I know you're not.
James,
like,
no, I know, it's done, James, it's done. It's done.
They should have got you to do the official Oasis podcast.
I know, man, I know.
I listened to that, I was like, you know what, I'm going to plug my ear out.
See, the last thing you like...
Honestly, right? James,
see, the last thing you... It's like, I'm similar age to yourself, I'm 38.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 26.
You, the way you speak...
You're only 26.
I'm 26.
I can relate to that.
But so that was 2019. That was the year of the live event. So my day was almost kind of a year, really. But the specific day and the big one, the first one, the special one, where, you know, everything came together, was May 2019 at the Water Rats. All right, next time, day 7, December 2019, we are going to talk about the release of the official Oasis podcast book. So join us then, and I will speak to you very soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.